Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. Our Cowboy Wisdom Radio, excuse me, with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. We're waiting for the guests to call in, and I'm just going to talk to you about the holidays. It's my favorite time of year. I can never talk enough about Christmas and the holidays because it's just a time of revelation for my heart. And that's what holidays are for me, is just that they expand into my heart and they open my eyes to what's going on. And they allow me the freedom to move forward and do things. And speaking about holidays and revelations, tonight we're going to open up your Spreading Joy Revelations with Marie Weichel with Spreading Joy. And you want to talk about a holiday heart that shines. Marie and Spreading Joy by Christmas gifts for kids and families that are going through some challenges and some shelters down in Denver, North Carolina. And tonight we're going to spread some joy and we're going to open up your eyes that there is people out there celebrating Christmas in a bold way. And Marie is the leader of that. And with
thank you.
Susan, everything good? And welcome to the show, Marie.
Hi there, Rob. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I am really doing better than I've ever done in my life.
Good. That is so good. Very good.
Well, and actually, you know, if you stop stressing over the holidays, Marie, and start really understanding the spirit, you can really let go of some stuff, and that's what's happened to me. And I really expanded into life is shameless blame. There's nothing to blame
people,
or shame life about.
Yeah, a lot of people do. They do overstress a lot because they want everything to be perfect, and they want the best gifts, and they want to go over and above what anybody is expecting. And when in reality is, if you just take the opportunity to make a difference for someone, that's enough, you know. Especially this time of year, I tell people, you know, don't let things steal your joy. Don't let, you know, preparation steal your joy. Just don't let an opportunity pass you by that you don't make a difference. I mean, it doesn't matter. Don't look at what it is or how much it is or how big you think it is. Just don't let it pass you by.
And, you know, that's very true. And the thing about Christmas, it isn't the material. It's the opening of the heart to expand people's lives. And it is about receiving the joy of Christmas and giving something to the world to expand the world. How do you feel about that?
It is. It is. And spreading joy is kind of like Christmas every day, you know, because you are giving and you are making a difference and you are impacting others. Every day, but especially this time of year. And that's why, you know, a lot of people are really more so than normal depressed this time of year because they want to do more and they want to do great big things and they come to the realization that they can't. And that's when I tell them, don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you can do and do it. Just focus on those things and don't let the negatives take over. Be positive. Do what you can.
Marie, you said something there, and this really come to you. How do we let the material world of keeping up with the Joneses or the neighbors or your cousins or somebody that's doing better than you actually steal your Christmas joy? Let individuals have that steal.
Yeah. You number one, you think that they're doing better than you, but you really don't know. There's no way to know. And so what you're doing is focusing on the negatives and you're focusing on what you don't have and what you can't do. And then you're focusing on, I wish I could have a 65-inch flat screen TV instead of the 17-inch one that I've got. Or I wish I could do this or have the new car, you know, and that takes away from the things, the everyday things you should be thankful for. Because, you know, a lot of times people are mostly thankful for the really great big things in their life, when they're going to look back, and there's a saying, you know, you're going to look back, and those little things one day are going to be the big things. The time that you spend with your family, that is going to be the big thing, because you're not going to have that time all the time. Your kids are going to grow up. They're going to move out. They're going to go whichever direction they're going to go. Your whole set of thinking is going to change one day. So why not let it be today? Why not let it start today? Start finding what you have to be thankful for and appreciating it and doing what you can and building on your strengths and the things that you're good at, and forget about what your neighbors are doing, and forget about what the Joneses have, and forget about, you know, Hollywood and what all the great things you think they have. We live in the poorest part of a very rich area, and when I say poorest part, there are drug deals going on at either end of my street, and probably a mile down the road are mansions on the lake. We have never focused on those mansions down the lake, down the road at the lake. We focus on our little community, our little area. What can we do right here? How can we help the kids that live here not fall into the drug trap? How can we encourage the kids here to stay in school and to do what they need to do and to be the best that they can be without just giving up and taking the high road and the drinking and the drugs? How can we help them? So by focusing on what you don't have and can't get, you're losing out on a lot of things that you can have and that you can get.
You know, there's about three questions come to me in there, and I'll get to the questions. But you can go to spreading-joy.org, and up in the right-hand corner, there's a donate button, and you can donate because Marie buys Christmas gifts. She spends her time spreading joy in the Denver, North Carolina area, and she puts a smile on people's face, and there's also a mailing address, and it's Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. You know, he's talking about that 65-inch flat-screen TV. What leaves a more lasting imprint in the subconscious mind? Giving something to a child and having that big, bright smile, or that 65-inch TV? Which one leaves a greater imprint in your heart?
Oh, yeah. You know, your kids, when they're 6, 7, 8, 10, they're not going to remember, oh, we always had a 65-inch TV. No, they're going to remember, oh, we used to do this, or we did that, or these are our Christmas traditions, or we put the tree up after Thanksgiving and we all decorated it. They're going to remember those things because that's truly what's important. TVs are going to come and go, and they're going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, but the lasting impressions that you make with your children and your family, that's what's going to last forever because those things will be passed on to their kids. How you treat your children and what you do with them, those things are going to be the things that they do with their children and their grandchildren. They're not even going to discuss the kind of TV we had. Our kids rarely, every once in a while they'll fuss at me and say, Mom, you really need to get rid of that old 17-inch TV that you have in the living room. I got it when I was 15. It was a gift from my dad. It still works, you know, but I keep it because it's more sentimental than anything. But, you know, we don't spend a lot of time talking about that. They'll harass me for that every once in a while. But when they were growing up, it never fazed them. It never bothered them. They were too busy enjoying every day.
You know, that's the thing. You know, when you're talking, a question really come to me. How has the high-tech, the computers, the TVs, and all the video games stolen the family value, part of the reason we lost the family values in this country?
Yeah, it really is, because we're all connected and we want to stay connected. You know, we had to have some rules set up in our family. We, you know, no telephones at dinner, no texting, no phones, no. It's us. We are at dinner. We are talking. We are interacting as a unit. I saw the other day a blog post. I saw the link for it on Twitter, but I didn't click on it. It says, why do we check our phones 150 times a day? And I had to laugh because I don't do that. If you email me, I will get the email when I go in and get it. I don't have it automatically set up. if you Twitter me or Facebook me, I don't see those alerts because on when I set up a new app, I do not let any notifications come through. If you want me, you got to call me or text me because I'm not going to be looking at every alert that comes through. I'm going to be living my day. And if I'm waiting on a prescription at the store or I'm waiting on something, then I'll hop in and check my email or I'll hop in and check Facebook if I'm, you know, waiting on something. But that's where we tend to let those kind of things control us when we need to control it.
You know, we need to let go of it and have some freedom, just kind of like spreading joy, giving gifts, and getting donations to give people gifts. That's freeing a flow of energy of unselfishness.
Yeah.
And that's something
I've
really
so excited.
Expanded. Go ahead, Marie.
I am so excited about this year. We are, it's actually a week from this Saturday that we're going to be bringing in the moms, and we're going to be feeding them a good meal, and we're going to be giving the kids toys. They're all going to get a toy to walk away with that day, and the moms are going to shop for as many toys as we can give them, possibly. But I have a surprise for some of the older kids, and I can't say what it is because I don't know who listens where and what, but I am so excited about this. This is going to be for the older kids. The older kids, every year, you know what they get, the teenagers? They get the basketballs, and they get the body washes, and they get the girls, the fingernail polish, and little earrings and bracelets. They get the same thing every year. Every year they get the same thing. Well, they're going to get some of those things this year, but that's not all they're going to get, and I'm very, very excited for them. But, you know, we have some snags along the way, but I don't let that steal my joy. You know, I usually have enough food for the moms and the kids and the workers. People are coming out. They're volunteering half of their Saturday close to Christmas. I need to be able to feed them and take care of them and show them that I appreciate them. And as of right at this moment, right here, right now, we have no food for the workers. So, you know, I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm not going to let that steal my joy because you're going to have bumps in the road. And when we do have our workers meeting on that Saturday, I will tell them things are going to happen. Things are going to go wrong. Roll with it. Make an executive decision if you can't find me. And just go with it and have fun. Because when you're putting together something this big, you're going to have problems. You're going to have issues. Things are going to change on the fly. But it's going to be great because at the end of the day, when those moms have those bags of toys, and they wouldn't have normally, and those kids have those bags of candy and one or two toys each, that's what's going to matter. All the work and all the effort and all the giving, that's just going to be worth it at that point right there. So I have to say thank you. Thank you to you because you're always so kind to help us and support us with what we do. And so many people, several people today, because it's Giving Tuesday, have donated today. And I just want to say thank you to them and thank you to the people that help make the surprise possible. So without them, it wouldn't be. So I just have to take a minute and say thank you.
You know, I understand the undercurrent of the economics of this country. Before it's over, we're all going to need spreading joy with each other because it's going to come down to us. It's going to come down to people talking, communicating, and showing each other the way back to prosperity.
Yeah, you know, there's people that spend their jobs. I know someone personally. She's been at her job. I hired her at this job and trained her. She's been there now 22 years, and she was just let go a couple weeks ago. I mean, a couple weeks before Christmas, you know? So, I mean, you never know when you're going to be on the needing end of things. So while you have it, give that $10. When you have an opportunity to make a difference for somebody, take that opportunity. Don't let it pass you by. You never know when you're going to be the one that needs someone to help you. You never know.
You know, there's two helping hands in the world, the one at the end of your wrist and the one you're reaching out for or reaching out to get. You know, that's only two helping hands in the world. And you know, the thing is, Marie, spreading joy is actually putting smiles on the world. So let's just take this and blow it up into big proportions. If there was a 10,000 spreading joys in the world, helping 700 to 1,000 people, how many people would have their smile, have a smile on their face a week from Saturday?
Oh, I know. Can you imagine? And see, and you know what? I do know for sure. There's this young lady in Ohio. Her and some friends get together every month, and they have a spreading joy party. And I'm glad. And one of these days, I'm going to get to Ohio, and I'm going to surprise them, and I'm going to do this with them because it just makes my heart sore. They get together every month, and they have a spreading joy party, and they will put some things together in a little kit. You know, some months it's, you know, like fingernail polish and stuff for the moms, and some other months it's, you know, candies and treats, and another month it's something different. But every month is something different. But every month it's girlfriends getting together. So you know they're having fun. You know they're laughing. You know that their hearts are soaring because they are doing for a local shelter there in Ohio. And that's one of the things we do when we go and we speak to these different groups and different churches and different functions. We tell them, when you come together right here as a group, you can do so much more than you can as an individual. Take 10 ladies, for instance. Say they all go out and buy a pack of crackers or a little box of little Debbie cakes, some cute little bags, some little things of time. They all pitch in $2. And they go to this. They'll have enough to make 10 or 12 treat bags that they could take down to the local nursing center. You know, if they brought in all their magazines that they've gotten and they've read and they're done with, they could put those with it. And that would be a huge gift. Those, the Find the Difference books, those books are huge. If you go in Barnes & Noble's, there's a whole section dedicated to finding the differences. Two different pictures, nice high-resolution pictures. And there's typically 8 differences between the two. People in nursing homes love those. My stepmom passed away earlier this year. And every time I went to the store, every time I went to the bookstore, I picked her up a book because, you know, she was in a nursing home and she couldn't do a whole lot. But that was fun to her. It was challenging her and stimulated her mind, caused her to use her hands. So you're doing more than just giving them a gift. To the nursing home, you're giving them one more day. You're giving them hope. You're helping them to exercise their mind when sometimes their mind doesn't even work well at all. So when you think about it as, oh, I'm just giving my magazines or, oh, I'm just giving this Find a Difference book, no, you're doing so much more than that. You just don't realize it.
You know, that's something you said right there. When you're putting a smile on somebody's face or you do something good for somebody, it seems so minor to you, but it may be heartwarming and heart-expanding to them. So is there really a thing as small, giving small?
No, because it's all huge. Because you don't know the impact. Yeah. You, when you give your change, it's a little red bucket for the Salvation Army. You don't know the impact it's going to have, but you do know it's going to impact someone. That's why you do it. At Christmas time, if you look on Twitter, or you look on Facebook, or you look on Google+, you're going to see me in a Santa hat. And I literally, right now, except for on Sundays, wear this hat everywhere I go. I had to get a new one this year, so it's a little different. But I wear it everywhere I go. And it's not to draw attention to myself. Number one, it is because I like Christmas. I love it. But two, you would not believe how many people smile. They go, "Ah, Christmas," and they smile. That is huge because you don't know what kind of day they have. Some people would be like, "Oh, Mrs. Santa," and kids, especially if I have on my red coat, they'll be like, "Look, it's Mrs. Santa," you know. And I just smile at them. But you know, when you can do anything to bring someone else a smile, it's not little. It's not little at all. It's huge. And if you do it every day, several times a day, you're going to have a far greater impact on this world than you're ever going to realize.
You know, here's something to really open me up. This is something that opened me up to this. Gandhi and Sister Teresa, they really opened me up. Who in the world still has classes taught about them from 1950s. Gandhi probably has the most classes taught of anybody. Not Truman, not all the politicians, not the professors. It was Gandhi. What did he do? He had nonviolent communication, and he did something to expand the world without violence.
Yeah, and you see their quotes all over everywhere. It is inspiring. Even you know, lately now, like Charlie Brown, you know, you see those quotes because it is. It's not about the tree. It's not about how big it is, even though I love big trees, I always have. It's really not about how big it is. It's about the love that goes into it and the love that is in each of those decorations that's hanging on it. It's about the love. And we forget that when we're giving gifts, it's about the love, and we forget. We look at the price tag.
And
a lot of times
true.
we let that decide if we think it's good or bad. No, it's about the love. It's not about the price tag.
That's it. And here's the thing. We're asking for Christmas donations for Spreading Joy. You can go to spreading-joy.org, and you can see up in the right-hand corner, it's a nonprofit organization, a tax-deductible donation, and you can go up in the corner and see the donate button. It's MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, bank card, and you can go down and even send checks, cashier's checks, money orders, whatever you choose, to Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And you'll spread some joy, and you'll feel the Christmas spirit. And do you know, this just come to me, Marie, do you feel people that are closed up on Christmas and are having stress, are they unwilling to receive the Christmas spirit to give it, do you feel?
Yeah, you know, it is. Sometimes it's hard sometimes to be on the receiving end because of the guilt and the stigma that comes with it. We feel like, especially if it's someone older, they feel like, you know, I've lived my whole life. I need to be helping other people. I need to be giving back. I don't need to be the one getting. But see, when we're giving and we're helping and we do it without strings attached and we do it without judging, then we're helping to free them of that. So many people judge. So many people will give and help if you can do this or if you can do that, and they'll attach all kinds of strings. But, you know, again, when those people are on the needing end of things, you know, they may end up getting back exactly what they gave. And that's sad. But no, you know, we need to help people to be able to receive. And that's the thing. When we bring these moms in and we love them, we don't ask them how they got there. We don't ask them if they're still there. We don't ask them if they plan on going back to the mess that they got out of. We bring them in, and we love them, and we help them, and we love on the kids. I love those kids every year. They just hug us, and they're so thankful, and they're so happy, you know, and they probably have the least among us, and, you know, you just, you really got to step back and look at, okay, I might not have a whole lot, but I am so blessed, and there is always, always someone that has less than what we do. And we have to keep that in mind.
You know, that's the thing. If you think you got it bad in this country, there's something to think about.
Just
think of Syria.
Outside of the United States for a little bit, yeah. And even in the United States, there's such an epidemic of homelessness and you know, children are out on the street. I mean, if you have a roof over your head, and you have heat and cool, and you know, if you can be warm and be a little cool, even if you don't have air conditioning, you know, you've got a lot more than a lot of people. And we really need to be thankful for that.
Flying in Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Egypt, Libya. You know, the thing is we take what we have for so granted, we're selfish with what we have. To each other.
Yeah. We really
and you
are.
Know,
and, And we can grow. We can grow and raise. I say grow. I shouldn't say grow. They're not plants. But we can raise selfish children that have a mentality of entitlement and think me and what can I get and how can I get ahead. Or we can raise children that think about others. And we can do that. And you have to do that. You have to teach them that. They're not going to learn that on their own. And they might learn it by watching you, but if you don't make them do it and you don't help them do it and you don't show them how great, because if you do it and you grumble, they're not going to see how great it is. Both of my children, and this is nothing to reflect me, it's just a huge blessing in my life. But and I'm not bragging about me is what I'm trying to say, but both of my children are givers. We'll go on vacation, and even though they say, oh, Mom, spreading joy is you, that's what you do, that's your thing, we'll go on vacation, and when they look for things, they'll look for other people. They'll look for their friends. What can I bring them back from vacation? What can I do for them? So, I mean, so they are spreading joy, and they are givers. And that's what we want the future to be, givers.
And that's it. And see, they learned how to receive love from you and how to give it into the spread joy into the, you know, into the universe. But here, and also Marie is an author of a book. You can go to spreading-joy.org, Spreading Joy Daily, Ideas to Motivate the Discouraged and Increase Awareness for Anyone with Limited Resources Seeking to Make a Difference, Spreading Joy Daily. And it's available on her website, Amazon.com. And where else can they find your book, Marie?
Kindle. There's a Kindle version, too. It's full of ideas to help you make a difference every day. It's little short paragraphs that's designed to get your mind thinking, okay, what can I do this week? You pull it out on Sunday, breathe through the next 7 days and say, well, I don't think I can do this, but I can do that. And you take my ideas and make them your own. You tweak them. You do what you need to do to fit it into your resources and your talents and the things that you are good at. And you make a difference every day. And you get in the habit of doing that. And then your family will do the same. Your children will do the same. It's just a way that we can all make a little bit more difference right in our own corner of the world.
And she also gives speeches. She will come to your business. She'll empower your children. And it's called Spread Joy for the Journey. And it's an inspiration, encouragement, and motivation for the journey. Practical ways of making life count by Marie Weichel. Spreading Joy. And you can go to spreading-joy and look at this. And Marie, how would somebody contact you to give a speech for Joy for the Journey besides the website?
Yeah, the easiest way is just to email me. And my email is Marie, M-A-R-I-E, at spreading-joy.org. And just say, hey, I have a ladies group or I have a function that we want you to come and talk about joy for the journey. You know, we have a group experiencing trials, or we have a group that wants to make a difference along the way, or we have a group of children who feel like they can't make a difference. Because, you know, children, they don't have a lot of money. They don't work, and they don't, you know, some of them think, well, I can't do anything. I have to wait till I'm in my 20s to make a difference. That's not true. That's not true at all. So we come and we help encourage, and we help you to see things a little differently.
And that opens people up to this. And let me, spreading-joy, tax-deductible donations, put a smile on a kid's face, make a woman, make people enjoy Christmas. And you can donate at spreading-joy.org, right up in the right-hand corner, and you can see the public charity status right above it. So it's donate, you see all the credit cards, and you can also go down to the address and mail a check for $1 billion, from $1 to $1 billion.
Yeah.
To Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And Marie, we're down to 10 seconds. Can you believe that?
Wow, that is so cool. It always goes so quickly. But, you know, if I could say just one thing, when you are spreading joy, and you're helping others, and you help us. You are helping us to give the gift of giving. So on December 14th, we're going to be giving these moms the gift of giving to their kids for Christmas, and thank you for being a part of it.
And I want to thank Marie for being my guest, and I want to thank all the listeners. And I want to thank everybody that's ever had anything to do with Cowboy Wisdom Radio, especially Marie. She's here a lot, and we've spread joy to give people an opportunity to open their hearts, to open their wallet, to help somebody, to put a smile on somebody else's face.
Yes,
and
you.
Marie, I want to wish you and your family and all the listeners a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
And I'm going to say goodnight to everybody, and we'll be here Thursday night, and we'll do this all again. And everybody, good night.